Whatever you do, don't throw me in that briar patch. And they threw him in the briar patch, and that's where he lived. So he knew what to do. You know, when you're new, you have good judgment, you'll take the best advantage. And that's what you're going to have to do to pull off what God has designed you to pull off. I have understanding about people that most people don't understand. Every chance, and this is something that the devil is afraid of. Satan is very afraid of people who love God, because they grow and they grow and they grow and they become capable of carrying the anointing that will definitely destroy his works. So as you follow God, God's going to navigate you to do things that's best for you. And you're going to be enabled. You're going to be able to carry out the plans of God. You're going to be anointed. You're going to follow through. You're going to have the best judgments, because God's going to give it to you. If he anoints you to do something, he's going to help you do it. You have his ability. But see, when you're anointed, it's very important for you to trust God. That's your lifeline. The love of God and your trust in God, these are two lifelines you got to have in order for you to keep your anointing activated. Faith activates your anointing. But remember, when you trust God, you're believing him in current times for things that he knows. Now, all the true and precious promises in the world, you can always have faith in those things and have them in your life. And it usually happens over time. But watch, when you believe God for something currently that's measured by his perfect wisdom, his holiness, and his love, and you got to make that Rebecca choice. When Abraham's servant came to take her back to Isaac to be his wife, she had one opportunity. She could say yes or no. She had one chance to enter in to God's perfect will for her life. She didn't have 10 days to think about it. She had one chance. And some things that God will give you to do, you got one chance to get on board with it. You have a time frame. And if you wait too long, it's over. You'll never get to do it. This is how serious it is to be in place, to be willing, and to act when God say act. You can't wait on people to counsel you. And that see, a person can't tell you how to do something that God has told you to do. They don't have the knowledge, they don't have the understanding, and they don't have what you need unless God tell you to include them. If you're anointed, God will send you places sometimes to learn, to gain elements that you need to do something even greater. So you got to pay attention to the Lord. Learn what you got to learn from the people that God put in your place, that the Holy Spirit sent you to. But you have to keep what God has given you to do. You have to be ready to continue the path that God has set for you. Sometimes he may send you to people, they'll teach you for a season, but you're going to have to leave and continue to do what God wants you to do. Or you're going to have to receive what you need, but continue the process. Don't get stalled out just because God sent you to someone or put somebody in your path. They're going to help you. But when they do that, you got to think the Holy Spirit's going to pick up, okay, continue to go forward. And you're going to have to do it. You can't get emotional. You can't and follow God. You got to go forward. Don't let anybody ever at any point in time talk you out of what God wants you to do or alter the plan that God has for you. Because you got to keep in line with the trust. When you trust the Lord and you continue in the path of trust, you're gaining ground. You're doing what's necessary. Even people that can give you the elements you need, they don't always have everything you need. They have a portion of what you need. And sometimes they'll continue with you in ministry, and sometimes you have to, God says separate Barnabas and Paul for what I've given them to do. And they couldn't just stay in Jerusalem and do what they were used to. They had to deviate and go and minister the word. That's part of it. And I'm saying these things because a lot of things are not completed for these very same reasons. And they take God's permissive will over his perfect will. You got to trust God enough to perform and finish his perfect will. Now, I'm not trying to stress that, but that's what has to happen. Because people, Pastor Jackson used to say, there are people that's assigned to your life. When you're anointed, your anointing has a time frame and a jurisdiction. You got to go somewhere and be somewhere for others. Now, the Lord has done something I didn't expect. He had me to do these broadcasts, and then he gets people just like you all over the world to listen to it. And he told me some wonderful things. Nevertheless, if you do what God tells you, you're on point and it's going to work, and that's how it is. If you deviate, then it's not going to work right. As you follow God, as you go forward doing his perfect will, things happen that you may not expect. And I love it. I love God. I love his ways, his will, his word. Now, when you follow, as you follow through, you're going to be just like Paul. You're going to know what to do when it's time to do it. People don't know you have these abilities. But I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is going to give you that wisdom, and you're going to trust him enough to act on it. When you act on it, you brought God into your area. You brought God to earth. The will of God, he has a will. You're involved. When you say something or act on what he tells you to do at the right time, it's just like God is here doing it himself. When you yield your rotten emotions and follow through with the love of God, you brought God to the situation. You brought him there. It's just like Jesus is here himself. When you speak the words of God quickly, what's happening to your life? You're growing, you're learning, you're processing greater things. And you're enabling the will of God to be done on earth where you are. And that's what Jesus said, pray. He said, pray that it be on earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. You brought it. You brought this. You did this. Now what's going to happen to your understanding? Your spiritual wealth? It's going to mount up. What's going to happen to your testimony? You're going to remember this. You're not going to forget it. You're going to remember what happened. And it's beautiful. And you're going to mount up. What's going to happen to your dedication? It's going to be more resolved. See, every time an act of God happened in your life, it's not something that you forget as you walk in the love of God. What about the people, the persuasion that you have? people see this. You did this in public. The miracle or the love of God or the act of God will happen, and people saw it and processed it. This is the power of the anointing. It doesn't need to be missing because people, because their influence is too loud. Let their voice be silent and let God's voice be loud. That's what trust will do for you. And remember, when you act on what you trust in God for, it becomes faith. And now it's in the world, it's legal, and faith makes change. It changes the facts on the ground where you are. Healing changes the facts in your body. Salvation changes the destiny of a man. And everybody that he will ever influence as he acts on God's behalf. Everybody that gets saved, they start a healing. The healing process in them becomes their persuasion. It gets in their advice. It gets in their conduct, in their activity. So when you anoint people, you break the yokes. You shine a brighter light on things, and people can detect that this is the way to go, and you make change. This is why the enemy fights us so much. So you can't let the persuasion of other people, cold religion is no good, it's worthless anyway. And when people do it, you know, when they act like a Pharisee, it's just like Carol O'Connor said on The Heat of the Night. They right enough to get your attention, but they wrong enough to know that it's worthless. So you can forget about it. The logic of a Pharisee is death itself. The cold religion, Pharisee, you know, the works of the tail works. It's just like the fig leaves that Adam and Eve sold together. Fig leaves, cold religion. Don't let that outshine your life. Live according to the word of God. Overcome and break through all the negativity, the ignorance. Some negativity is just ignorance. Sometimes it's deceitful. Break through all of it and live the life that God has given you. As you go forward doing things that God say do, the healing process is advanced. It's better. You become more productive. Your influence increases. Everything increases. And it's beautiful. When the Lord teaches me something, I say a thought, you know, it's always the same thought. When he give it to me, when I understand it, I say, I should have known that. How come I didn't know that? It's so pure. It's easy to receive. And nobody ever thought about it before. I get surprised of the things that I never thought about. Never, ever considered it. And when he revealed it, you say, why did I see it? Because it's so pure. It's so rich. It's so wonderful. It's so perfect. It's very perfect for a man. It's impressive. But if you let the cloud of religion come down and blind your eyes, your life will be no better than it was. And you'll be limited again. In Christ, we are not limited. If you can see him, if you can look to the Lord and act on what he say, you are not limited anymore. Your limitations are a thing of the past. Your limitations are a thing of the past. You can do all things through Christ. Now watch this. The last devil that you're going to have to deal with after you've attained success and you've gone forward is pride. Stay in the love of God. Don't become proud because you have a supernatural ability. The supernatural ability, every one of them, your calling, the anointing, all of it is a grace to you. It's a grace. God gave it to you. You didn't deserve it. I don't deserve it. But God, great, he so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever believe on him will have everlasting life and not perish. Also, God so loved the world that he anointed us. He gave us his ability because we believe him. And he gave us the ability to increase, to have greater understanding, greater anointings, greater abilities that last, that cannot, that put things in motion that can't be reversed, things that's too impossible for a man. And we have to continue to make the decision not to be in pride because we can do something that others can't. In fact, we need to act like others can do what we do if they'll trust God. And we also need to act like they can do better works because God is generous with his grace. And you can break the, you can do this. It's a choice. Faith is a choice. Trust is a choice. Doubt is a choice. And unbelief is a choice. These, we have the ability to choose what's right. Now, as we go forward doing the things of God, expect the best. Don't expect the worst, ever. I feel the anointing. I'm going to keep going. I passed my cutoff time, but I'm going to make a part two out of this. God is good, folks. His return is soon, and people need all kind of things. They need to know what God is doing for them. And they need to understand it. They need to have it. They need to touch it. They need to handle the things of God. We're involved in the things of God. We need to do these things. And the Lord needs to have his way in our lives. You know, being as we learn to be unlimited and walk in it, we walk in what God say do, he's backing us up. He's going to help us out. We're going to do this. It's not hard to do. He's going to help us go forward and not backwards. That's just the way it is. And we grow from glory to glory. But these are the things to watch out for. Don't fear. You're going to do amazing things. And an act of God can be so amazing. Don't be afraid. And don't be in pride. And let the light shine. Always let your light shine. Don't worry about whether somebody you look up to. Don't consider whether you're outshining somebody else. You're just doing your part. And they got to come up and do their part. And if you do greater than them, that's an honor to them. If they taught you and they help you go forward. Every time you have a succession, that's why they helped you in the first place. Parents are supposed to do, children are supposed to do much better than their parents at a faster rate because their parents did a good job. If their parents did a lousy job, then their children won't do as good. But they're supposed to go far. We are all designed to go far. You know, it ought to be normal for children of God to part water and walk on water, raise the dead, heal the sick. For a long time, I said our best miracles is like a scratch of the surface of what God can do in our lives. And then my pastor's a prophet. One year he said, think big. think big. I had to make myself think big and stop thinking small. Think unlimited. Instead of thinking hundreds, think in thousands, think millions and billions. So that I wouldn't limit God. If God said think big, then there's a reason for it. And then he revealed why he said that. When we see Jesus face to face at the rapture, we're going to see him face to face in his glory. In a new body, not just a new spirit, but a new body. And we're going to understand our potential. For once, we will understand our full potential and regret that we didn't walk in most of it or all of it. But on this side, from walking with the Lord in my life, I know for a fact that we can do better. And our mind and our emotions will catch up to what God is able to do in our lives. You can't depend on other people to do that. But your mind and emotions can catch up to what God is doing and revealing. Your mind, will, and emotions can catch up. But you have to keep pride, doubt, fear, unbelief out of your system. It has no place in the kingdom of God. Limitations, that's worldly. A lot of times people try to, when they come out of the world, they try to stop drinking, smoking, lusting after people, being greedy, things like that. Well, doubt and unbelief and fear is just as bad, or if not worse. But when you walk in love, all these evil things, you just don't want to be a part of it anymore. And people will have their doubts and fears, but let it roll off your back like water on the duck's back. Just let it roll away. Keep looking at the Lord. Don't look at them. Look at the Lord. Don't try to impress people. Look at the Lord and be done with it. Look at the Lord and be done with it. Because the Lord's return is very soon. But sudden. The Lord's return is sudden. And when I think about that, I think about people out there that would love to know God. But they got sidetracked by the tares and lukewarm Christians and false teaching, satanic activity. And they got leveraged by their fears and their hurts and their unbelief. Nobody broke through for them. And some people, they did break through. They did hear anointed people, but they hardened their heart. Can't help them. But those that would love God, if somebody could just help them break through or present them with the light of God's word, they'll come to God. Now, I'm going to stop here. I'm out of time. The Lord is not. But he will continue to mightily move in and throughout your whole life. Everything of God is good. God will not limit you. He will not take you backwards. He will take you forward only. He will help you do all that's in his heart. Pray that. Confess it, that you'll do all that's in his heart. When I pray, I make confessions. I ask the Lord to help me do all that's in his heart. That's a prayer. And I confess that I will do all that's in his heart, and also that I hate every satanic action, work, deed, thought. I hate the things of Satan, and I walk in the light. Now, till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.